Look, we talk a lot about goals and goal setting and why goals are so important and central to the entrepreneurial mindset. But what if I told you that your goal is not just for you, but for those around you? What if I said that your goal needs to be so big and so inspiring that it gets everybody on your team excited? That's a real goal. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and I'm just going to be frank with you. Today's episode is going to get a bit personal, for me at least. It's really based on a personal experience that I had just a week ago with my own family. And it is, of course, about goal setting. But allow me to explain. This year, 2024, my wife and I decided that we needed to be intentional about setting a goal for our family. Now, we try our best to live out the entrepreneurial mindset, and that means we talk a lot in our family about growth mindset, grit, redefining failure, and opportunity seeking. And I imagine there are times if you ask my kids and they answer honestly, they'll say, "Oh, it's so annoying. Dad never stops talking about the entrepreneurial mindset." But we do try to integrate this into our lives to live this out in a real way. So as we were starting out the year and my wife and I were having this conversation, we thought, you know, rather than us just set a goal and, you know, ask our kids to join in on it, we should involve them in the conversation. Well, it just so happened that we were in Asheville at the time and we were on a hike. We find ourselves on a lot of hikes. I love hiking. My wife loves hiking, and we've tried our best to ingrain that spirit into our children. So here we were on a hike, and it was the first day of the year, January 1st, brand new year, 2024. And we started talking about a goal as a family. What would that look like? What could it be? Well, before long, and probably because we were on a hike at the time, one of the kids proposed the idea of a hiking goal, a certain number of miles that we would hike together as a family. And as the conversation started, it began with, you know, 50 miles. What if we hiked 50 miles as a family? Now, I wanted to encourage my kids to really make it a stretch goal. You know, we talk about SMART goals, SMART being specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. And I believe that is a great acronym to remember for goals. But when you're setting a goal as a team, or in our case, as a family, it's important to take into consideration all the different aspects. What is possible? What could we do? And how could we stretch ourselves to make this an inspirational goal that's not going to be easy? It's going to have a difficult, challenging aspect to it. So we went back and forth and back and forth, and this was actually a pretty challenging hike we were on. And so, you know, the kids were kind of like, "Oh, I don't know that we want to hike that much this year." But by the end of the hike, we decided that the goal we would set would be 250 miles. Now, that's quite a bit. I mean, really, that's going to break down to about 5 miles a week of hiking together as a family, not individuals, but all of us together, completing 250 miles. So there we were January 1st, and we were feeling pretty good about this goal because we had just knocked out 3 or 4 of those miles, and the next couple days we knocked out some more. But then, of course, life happens, and things happen, and schedules fill up. And we found ourselves in early March having only completed 28 miles. We were behind. We were falling behind. But we had a big trip coming up as a family. We had planned a trip where we would go to some of the national parks out west. We would visit Grand Canyon and Bryce, and we would visit Arches and Zion. And we had really been intentional talking as a family about some of the hikes we would do. Now, please understand that the hikes out west are a whole different level of ability and strenuous and difficulty than some of the hikes you get elsewhere in the country. So we were kind of worried about that a little bit. You know, our son is 9 years old, and there's only so much hiking that a 9-year-old can do. So my wife and I weren't exactly sure. We didn't really want to overdo it on this trip, but we were kind of hoping that maybe we could get in 20 miles, 30 miles over the course of this 10-day trip. But what happened was far wilder than we ever imagined. You see, the first day of the trip, we logged 5 miles. And, you know, everyone was kind of complaining and a little bit tired, and it was a long flight. But the next day, we logged 9 miles. And the day after that, we logged 7 miles. And before long, it became a sort of shared experience around just how many miles can we hike? Now, my wife and I were keeping a close watch on our 9-year-old son, you know, because he was sort of the metric for, are we pushing them too hard? And he was not shy about letting us know, like, hey, I don't want to hike anymore. My legs are tired. This is too much. You know, he's carrying a backpack with water in it and would complain about its weight. But what happened at the halfway point of the week is he became the one who started to say, hey, let's go on another hike. You know, we would wrap up our hike by noon or 1, and we'd say, hey, do you guys want to take it easy the rest of the day? And he would speak up and say, no, let's do another one. Let's get in some more miles. And when we pressed him on that, he very clearly spoke up and said, we want to hit that goal. We want to hit that goal of 250 miles. And what I discovered in that moment is setting that goal was not just for me. It wasn't just to feed my ego or something that I needed to have so I could say, hey, we've got a family goal of setting 250 miles. What happened was we got buy-in. Our kids saw that goal and it motivated them. Even in the midst of difficult hiking conditions, we were on one particular hike at Bryce Canyon, and it was so snow-packed and icy that we had micro spikes strapped to our shoes. And here we were going down, you know, going down a decline, stepping incredibly carefully, trying to avoid the intensely slippery spots and sliding down the mountain. And so our pace was slow and every step was intentional, but our kids were excited because they knew with each step we were moving closer toward a goal that united us. By the end of that trip, we had hiked 60 miles in the space of that one experience, which put us way over the mark with where we had to be at this point in the year. And now that 250 is more attainable than ever, but it's because the inspiring aspect of it supercharged the excitement of our family to move everybody together. There's a classic business book called The Goal, and it's written as a story, so it's really fun to read. And early on in the story, the main character finds himself on a hike with a bunch of Boy Scouts. And there is, of course, that one inevitable Boy Scout who's just slower than everybody else and lagging behind. And it's frustrating because it's dividing the group. And now you have the slow group and the fast group. And they discover that that one Boy Scout is the constraint, the bottleneck. And they can only go as fast as the bottleneck, as the constraint. So they end up moving this boy to the front of the line and lightening his backpack and encouraging him and getting him excited. And as a result, the entire group moves faster than they previously had been able to do. And in real time, this idea of the unifying aspect of a team, whether it is a family, whether it is a group at a business, whether it is a team in an athletic event, when that team has a common goal to rally around, and when that goal presents a stretch, a challenge, something that will inspire us to come together and rally together, a powerful spirit happens that ultimately is central to the entrepreneurial mindset because it gets us excited to go further than we previously thought possible in order to attain wild success. And that is what it's all about.